from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome again to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Eric Slaughter on the board here, taking us back in with some heat. Eric, man, you're taking care of me, man. I just want to sit back here and listen. I appreciate you, brother.
No problem, man. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. And looking forward to hear what you got to say about this Falcons hour. Time to talk some NFL.
Dude, man, it's week one and hope abounds. Oh, man. And I got some drama in the Chapman household this week, man. Let me tell you what. So the girlfriend and I, we live together. And she is a noted Steelers fan. And her whole family, they're all Steelers fans. We just got back from a trip to Pennsylvania. I had to hear it the whole damn trip.
Oh, what do you think? You think the Falcons can beat the Steelers week one? Or what's going to happen when T.J. Watt comes out on the field? Right? How are we going to stop him?
Ugh. You know one thing that I need more than anything, Eric? I need the Falcons to go out and get a damn win. I need them to win for the sanity of my household, specifically me. I need the Atlanta Falcons to get wins, to get this win. It's like, because the thing is, we're going to be stuck in a car. We're going down to a conference next weekend, and we're going to be listening to this, to the game on the radio the whole way back up. So we're gonna have
you better be listening to Wes and Dave.
Yeah, man, okay. Wes Durham, Drew Ham, and Dave Archer, voices of the Atlanta Falcons, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big reminder, coverage starting at 11 o'clock. Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson, they're going to be taking care of you in the pregame show. And then they hand it off to Wes Durham, of course, and Dave Archer for the call of the game at 1 o'clock. Very excited to hear their call of this game. It's just the excitement of everything is always a lot of fun. But, you know, just for the excitement of this game and the fact that we're going to be sitting in the car riding back together, I need the Falcons to do well, but not too well, because if they hurt them pretty bad, you know, if they win this game big, which I don't think they are, just all thoughts in there, then this game might get a little bit ugly, and the car ride especially might get a little bit ugly. But you know what? Talking season is over for the Atlanta Falcons, because like I mentioned, like, football is back. We've seen college football all up on the screens all weekend long. Boston College and Florida State finishing off week one of the college football slate of games. But then the NFL, it kicks off on Thursday. We're going to go all around the NFL. We'll do an NFL pick six at 8:40. But for the Atlanta Falcons this weekend, you got to go out and get a win. Not just for my sanity, my car ride, and everything else. It's just for the fact that this team, it needs a strong result. It just needs a strong result. Because all of the talk, all offseason long, was that, hey, you went and got the guys. You got the guys. Oh, you're just a quarterback away. Oh, yeah, you just needed a quarterback. Then that would unlock the offense, right? Right? Yeah, well, you just went out and paid $100 million for a guy who just busted up his Achilles. I love the move. I think it's good. And I was in that camp of people who said, this team is a quarterback away. Well, they got their quarterback. Well, the offensive line, well, it's getting put together. I'm not as big of a believer of the offensive line as a lot of people think. I think they're going to have a big test here on Sunday when T.J. Watt comes in here. Because T.J. Watt is going to be the dude. I mean, T.J. Watt is that guy. How do you slow him down? How do you stop that guy? Because he's going to go get his. He's a dude who can go off for 20 sacks in a season and not think twice. This is a really good defensive front for the Steelers. But the Falcons, they brought in Kirk Cousins. Hello? This is what Kirk Cousins was brought in here to do. Unlock Drake London. Unlock Kyle Pitts. Then after that, Bijan Robinson can go feast. That's what he was brought here to do. And these are the games where he is supposed to do it. The slate of games to open the season are very difficult, I will admit. Because you got the Chiefs coming to town, you got the Eagles, then it's the Saints. You don't win this game, there's a very realistic chance you start this season 0-3. The odds, and look, the odds don't mean a whole lot necessarily when you look at it, but it's over the span of, what, 75-plus years or whatever. You start 0-3, your odds of making the playoffs go down big time. That makes this week so important for the Atlanta Falcons. Because Raheem Morris, Kirk Cousins, Kyle Pitts, Drake London, great. It got even deeper when you go out and get Justin Simmons, when you go out and get Matthew Judon. The energy that that stadium needs to be feeling on Sunday needs to be bouncing off of the walls. And you got Arthur Smith coming to town, too. Your former head coach. I mean, the storylines in this game, they are bouncing everywhere. Everywhere. Just don't let those Steelers take over Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Don't let them do it. Don't let them do it. But the matchups that favor the Atlanta Falcons, I mean, I think they do. I'm not the secondary for this Pittsburgh Steelers team. It's okay. Like, Joey Porter Jr., he's okay. Minka, he's more of a run stopper. I would give I'd lean towards the Atlanta Falcons in that avenue. That run defense, I really like what the Pittsburgh Steelers are able to do in stuffing the run. They have done that so effectively. And then the Atlanta Falcons have always had issues with that AFC North. Whether it's the Browns or the Bengals or anybody, it doesn't matter if they're up or down or all around. The Falcons have generally the last decade or so struggled with that conference or with that division. Well, the conference in general too, the AFC. They just generally don't do super well against that conference and then that division especially. Oh boy. But Judon and Simmons, I want to see what they can do in this game. I know that they received a lot of fanfare as soon as they came to Atlanta. Are the skill guys in sync with Kirk? Zach Robinson? Zach Robinson's going to have a chance to really show off these shiny new toys in his first chance as an offensive coordinator. He's got some dudes here. He's got some dudes. I just need to see him get it done. I need to see all of it put together because we didn't see it during the preseason. We didn't see it. Just wasn't the case. I just want to see what they can do. And you go up and down this team. Eric, what are you thinking for this? I mean, it's a 2.5-point line. That's what it's sitting at right now. Falcons should cover that, right?
You know, I think that's a disrespectful, to be honest with you. The Falcons should be a touchdown favorite at home.
A touchdown?
Yeah, a touchdown.
A touchdown?
You got a Steelers team that's breaking in a new quarterback that we don't know really what he is anymore. Is he the guy he was 3 years ago? Definitely not. If he was the guy he was last year, we should be a touchdown favorite. We're at home. We got all these new offensive weapons. We got new coaches. We should be a touchdown favorite easily.
Yeah, and see, that's really the biggest question mark for me for the Steelers. And that was actually the next point I was going to make. What are they at the quarterback position? Who are the Pittsburgh Steelers? Jalen Warren, he's a little banged up in the backfield. This offensive line for the Steelers, it ain't very good. Really? You saw how desperate they were for a wide receiver. Brandon Ayuk. He goes off and signs his contract. He gets his extension that he really wanted with the San Francisco 49ers. Andrew Filippone, our sister station, he was talking about how the deal was already made. Well, I guess it was, or I guess it wasn't. Who knows? We'll never know that fact anymore. But you know that they really wanted a wide receiver. You knew that they needed some help on that on the outside.
They needed more than the Falcons do, and
they
the Falcons
sure did.
Still have a little bit of wide receiver, you know, lack of depth. We got three, and then we'll see what we got after that. We're in a better shape than the Steelers are.
Yeah, I'd say so. And then you look at the quarterback position. Let Russ cook. That dude's about to go burn some water on the stove. That dude's putting his cereal in the microwave. That man don't know how to be a chef. The only thing he's cooking are burned ramen noodles.
4 years ago, he was a pretty good cook. 5 years ago, he was an excellent cook.
5 years ago, he had a chance to bring his team to the Super Bowl.
Long time ago. Yeah.
He ain't that guy anymore.
He
ain't that guy anymore. And look, if you're the Atlanta Falcons, you need to go out and show the world why Matthew Judon was worth the hype. When you brought him in here, you haven't had a double-digit sack guy in almost a decade. Almost a decade. It's been almost that long that you have had a guy who gets you double-digit, not even like 15 sacks or so. Like Vic Beasley at 15.5 sacks. Since that moment, you have done jack diddly in the pass rush. So that's why you go get Matthew Judon. Can he come in and be that guy? Whether it's Justin Fields in the pocket or it's Russell Wilson, we know that those guys are going to hold the ball too long. But you know what? Justin Simmons also, he had some comments, and I want to bring this audio to you. I have some serious questions about the Steelers' offense. And this is what Justin Simmons had to say about the Steelers' quarterbacks. Oh, but here. So Justin Simmons, of course, with the new, we're working on that audio. We'll get that here in just a second. But Justin Simmons, of course, he was the new acquisition at safety. We have the best safety tandem in the NFL now. Between him and Jesse Bates, we're strong. A.J. Terrell, he's strong. Let's see what they can do against this quarterback. This is what Simmons had to say.
Nah, the emotions don't change. I think from a selfish standpoint, you know, it's a new team and there's so much to prove here. You know, Atlanta doesn't know me. You know, they may know me from, you know, games played prior, but ultimately, like, being a player here and an Atlanta Falcon, like, I'm not known. And so for me, that excitement level is exciting because I have a chance to prove myself all over again, right? And that's what I need to do. That's what I want to do. And I'm excited for that. But also, like, just being here in a new spot and getting to play football, man, I mean, you get excited for that every year. So that I'm really looking forward to. You know, I always have to keep the jitters at an all-time low during this time because you're so ramped up and you want to go, but, you know, Sunday's a long way away.
Yeah, he's very excited. You can tell he's super excited. I mean, he's stoked with anticipation, as is the rest of this city. They're excited. And Arthur Smith's coming to town. Chris Lindstrom, he says he's not worried about the Steelers. He's worried about the Steelers' defense, not about Arthur Smith.
I mean, I don't think about that at all. I mean, they have a great defense, and I love Coach Smith, and I know he's going to do a great job for the Steelers, but that's not – I got to worry about the front. They have, you know, their front so good that I got more than enough to worry about with that.
Yeah, Arthur Smith's coming to town. We'll see what the old head coach has planned for our Atlanta Falcons. Hopefully this team can go out and get a W. Are they ready for Sunday? I'll ask Will McFadden. He's with AtlantaFalcons.com. He'll join me here on the other side. Give us the latest on our Falcons. You're coming off the bench with Garrett Chapman, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Garrett Chapman here in the Kia Studios, taking you up to 10 o'clock. We're talking all things Atlanta Falcons. Just moments away from Will McFadden joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. I got on my screen here, Boston College and Florida State. The Eagles of Boston College taking it to Florida State right now. 7-0 just got underway here in the second quarter. Florida State's got some problems, y'all. And we'll discuss it here on the other side. In the meantime, we got some week one NFL football. The Atlanta Falcons, the Pittsburgh Steelers, joining me on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Will McFadden, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing well, Garrett. I appreciate you having me on. Really excited to talk about the season. It's finally here. Let's get into it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most brutal off seasons. You know, football off season is tough. Whenever it comes back, hope abounds. And look, this has been a very tumultuous is not the right word. Eventful is probably the right word. Off season for the Atlanta Falcons. Are they going to be ready to go come Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I definitely believe that they will. And one of the reasons why, and I know that a lot of people have questioned, and I get it, like the second year where you don't really play a lot of your starters in the preseason, it's totally fair to say, hey, if the team starts slowly, like you can kind of draw that connection. But what has been missed, and really it's been missed a little bit because fans just unfortunately weren't able to attend training camp practices this year because of the upgrades being done to the facility. But Kirk Cousins has the offense operating every single practice like it's a game-type speed. Honestly, like it's anything unlike I've witnessed, even dating back to my time with Matt Ryan and Dan Quinn when they had Julio Jones and, you know, on the other side, Keanu Neal and everybody was a veteran team. This still feels like a little bit of a different tempo, and the defense has made plays. So, yeah, I do feel like they are going to be able to hit the ground running pretty quickly, which they're going to need to. And I the first three games are one thing. They got to be ready to go by week four.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about it in the last segment. There is a realistic shot. If they don't pull this one out on Sunday, which Vegas says they will, I mean, we'll see what ends up happening. It's going to be the debut of a new era, Raheem Morris and Kirk Cousins under center. You have new coordinators, Jimmy Lake and Zach Robinson. So there are a lot of question marks. It doesn't mean they're weaknesses or anything like that. It's just you haven't seen it before. And if you lose this game on Sunday, there's a very realistic chance that they start this season 0-3. Not saying that's what's going to happen or like whatever, but look, this team needs to get a good result on Sunday, and they got to hit the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think what's so weird is that the first really month, and honestly, even maybe more so now because of the shortened preseason and frankly, the way that some coaches, including Raheem Morris, are choosing to view the preseason, which is that in a controlled environment, such as team scrimmages or joint practices, where you are able to mitigate some of the injuries a little bit more, like that's where they're choosing to emphasize what they want to see from their veterans. But that is trickling into the regular season, and really like week one, yeah, it's a toss up, you know, like even what we expect these teams to be, it's going to be a far cry from what we see out there on Sunday. And I think back to even that 2016 season, the Falcons opened up with a home loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. And so it's just so not going to be indicative of what the team ultimately will be. But that's why, again, I look at week four as really that kind of time when you've got to hit the ground running, which in and of itself is much earlier than a typical season. Mm-hmm. But just be thankful that weeks one, two, and three, you've got two AFC opponents in there. And, you know, one team in the Eagles that they've got some of their own demons they're trying to expel. So yeah, it's not a given that they're going to start this thing 0-3.
No, absolutely not. And I that's not what I was trying to insinuate. It was just the fact that you have really talented opposition to kick off the season, and yeah, the margin for error in the NFL in any given week is very small. But then when you have the reigning Super Bowl champions and the team that just won the NFC Championship just 2 years ago, it makes that margin for error even smaller. But Will, when we look back on this season, do you think that the biggest success or any success that it comes from this year is going to be because of a new addition or because a player who was already on this roster really took that next step?
You know, I actually think, and this may be a bad answer, but I think it's going to be a combination of both. And the reason for that is I think it's going to be the coaching staff unlocking something from players that have previously been on the roster. And offensively, you know, you could maybe look at a player like Kyle Pitts, And, you know, I think that the scheme may benefit Kyle Pitts a little bit more, whereas I think the quarterback play may benefit Drake London a little bit more, as weird as that is to say, because I think a lot of people would say the reverse. But I just kind of think that you're going to see a little bit more of what Drake London can do, whereas Kyle Pitts is going to be put in better situations to showcase his incredible talents.
Yeah.
That's where I think offensively you're going to see the coaching staff utilize the guys that have been around a little bit in different ways that are going to access different parts of what they can do. And then defensively, same thing. Like when you look at a guy kind of like Arnold Ebiketie, he's better equipped for kind of this stand-up outside role. When you look at Richie Grant, I think he's better equipped to be a little bit more of this box safety, let's utilize him in some different ways than in some of the center field one-on-one man coverage situations that he was in last year. So that's, again, like we can talk about Justin Simmons, Matthew Judon. They're going to be incredible additions, but I do think you're going to unlock a little bit of some different qualities from some of the players that have already been on this roster solely because of the new coaching staff.
Will McFadden joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking all things Atlanta Falcons with AtlantaFalcons.com. So the secondary, you started talking about it a little bit there, and I want to continue that discussion because it's going to be strong this season, or at least that's the expectation. You've got A.J. Terrell, you've got Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons was a new addition later in the offseason. But what about the rest of that group? Is that still going to be a strength despite maybe some question marks behind those three?
You know, it was a real interesting kind of look for me when I saw that there were only five cornerbacks kept on the initial 53-man roster. And, of course, Kevin King was kind of a notable guy left off there. But when you look at, A, he made it back on the practice squad, so they must have sensed something there. But Antonio Hamilton has really impressed me as kind of just a dependable veteran, and he was a starter last year in Arizona, and now he's really going to be kind of like your fifth man on that defensive depth chart. I think that's really quality depth for Atlanta at a position where that was a major question for me coming in. I think it is fair to say what is the ceiling of maybe your number two corner spot, where frankly, like what I saw in training camp was Clark Phillips making plays, and that's not to say that Mike Hughes wasn't, but if we're talking about guys who grabbed my attention, I would say Clark Phillips did that a little bit more than Mike Hughes did. However, Mike Hughes is slotted to be the number two corner, right opposite of A.J. Terrell. So maybe that's just some scheme stuff. Maybe that's a coaching staff, or maybe they just feel that Mike Hughes flat out outplayed Clark Phillips out there, and I'm mm-hmm. seeing it the wrong way. So obviously, like, I'm not perfect, but I think Dee Alford is somebody that I've always maybe been higher on the most. And really what I think the strength is going to be is that safety spot, and having AJ, if he's able to kind of blanket one side of the field, and then you're able to manipulate a lot of your coverages because you've got two incredibly talented safeties and versatile safeties on the back end. Like, that is where this defense, it's bread is going to be buttered, and I can't wait to see that aspect of it.
So is this the year that the pass rush finally figures itself out?
You know, I think last year was the start of it, and I know a lot of people, you know, mentioned, rightfully so, Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree as part of that, but really what I think it is this collective mindset of, you know, a pass rush by commission, which I frankly think they got away from a little bit because of the success that Vic Beasley had in that 2016 season, which I think at the time, and probably rightfully so in hindsight, people pointed to as maybe a little bit of a mirage, right? And I do think that they've reoriented some of the approach to say Vic is our one, and now let's build the defense line differently. And partially because of cap, partially just because of some swings and misses along the defensive line. Like, they haven't been in a great spot, but I do think last year was a better shift towards let's get a stronger group rush and let's get kind of games and twists and stunts. And I expect that to continue. And that's why when you see the Falcons keeping eight defensive linemen on their depth chart at the 53-man roster, like interior 3-4, the three down linemen, 8 guys. That's a lot, but it speaks to the strength of the group and how I think they're going to use them, which it's a really versatile group, and they're going to have a lot of different ways that they can utilize those guys.
Who is an under-the-radar player, Will, that might dictate the success of this season? So I saw an article recently. It was Troy Anderson and Arnold Ebiketie were two people who I saw kind of pop up a lot. And who else could there be? It could be, Tyler Allgeier or anybody else, but somebody who you see as an under-the-radar type of player that could be an X factor.
Yeah, I'll give you two, one on each side of the ball. And the first one, maybe just on the verge of an under-the-radar player, and that's Darnell Mooney. And just because I think that he's going to be a very, very well-equipped, like, number 4 option in this offense. You know, if we think back to the days of, you know, when the Falcons had, like, riches offensively with Matt Ryan, and you had Julio Amamatanu and Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage. Russell Gage was an incredible number 4 receiver. I kind of think that in this offense where you have Kyle Pitts and Drake London and Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, if you want to kind of split those two guys, Darnell's an incredible number 4 option. And so I'm really just curious to see. He and Kirk seem to have a nice little chemistry so far. So does Ray McLeod, just to toss him in there. But then my defensive one is somebody who, like, nobody is talking about, and I am just really excited to see him play because I've noticed him just throughout camp and preseason, and that's Taquan Graham. Like, I think he's going to have a little bit of a bigger role in this defensive rotation. I think the coaching staff trusts him, and I think he could be an under-the-radar guy in, when we're talking about pass rush and where that can come from. I think Taquan Graham is going to be a name to kind of keep an eye on.
Love that one. Love that one. TQ was a big, big player for this team last year. I don't think he was talked about enough, nearly enough, last year.
Yes, right.
Yeah, so last one here for me, Will. Of course, Will joining me on the waitfor.com hotline, finishing up here, talking all things Atlanta Falcons. Arthur Smith is coming back to Atlanta. Is that going to be a bigger distraction for Falcons players? Is it going to be a distraction for Arthur Smith, or just it doesn't really matter?
You know, I think at the end of the day, it's not going to be something that ultimately matters. And the reason I say that is because of some of the changes, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, that I think have happened at some of these key areas. And that is, like, maybe your inside linebackers, right? They're sitting in their room, and they've had a whole year under their belt of going up against Arthur Smith. But realistically, it's also about the guys who are executing the plays that are called. And at the end of the day, Arthur Smith is the offensive coordinator, so you've still got Mike Tomlin as the head coach. He's calling the shots. Like, he's going to have a certain way that he wants to go about things. And maybe, you know, if certain guys felt certain ways, like, I'm not privy to any of that information, maybe that does drive him to play a little bit harder. Like, if there are any types of ill feelings, but I think, like, Raheem Morris's message has been about what the team can be and, like, ultimately investing in, like, the players' individual identities. Like, he's been not big on naming an identity for this team. He wants the players to create that out there on the field. So, like, I kind of think that they are trying to take a high road approach to all of this and not get bogged down in too much of the rivalry aspects. Now,
yeah,
the fans, if they feel a different way, I totally get that, and they are free to feel that way. But for the players, I don't get the sense that that's the case.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to be the case. And at the end of the day, these are pros, and football's football. And I'd say a lot of the key contributors for the Atlanta Falcons are not guys who were necessarily at odds. And I never got the feeling that the players were at odds with Arthur Smith while he was here, but I don't know. They're pros, and at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to factor in too much. It's just going to be talking points for radio guys like me, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
But we can have some fun with it. Will, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, of course, Garrett. Anytime, and looking forward to a great game on Sunday, my friend.
Absolutely. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks so much. All right, when we get back, we're going to whip around the rest of the National Football League. The NFL pick 6 best games of the week. The NFL is so back, and so are we in just a couple minutes. Keep it right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. My name is Garrett Chapman, and you are coming off the bench with me. Eric Slaughter still on the board, bringing in the heat. Man, Boston College is also bringing some of the heat. Florida State able to get on the board. Thomas Castellanos, 9 of 12, 102 yards and a tutty. On the ground, he has 16 yards, also has a touchdown. On the other side, DJ Uiagalelei, only 3 of 10, 30 yards total. Ugly, ugly, ugly display so far for Florida State and the Fighting Sandra Goldens. 19 minutes time of possession to 5 minutes and 54 seconds for Florida State. Boston College is just doing whatever they want to on offense. They are just pounding the rock. And Florida State, I thought they had a chance to get on the board, but BC makes a good play. And Matt Ryan's taking a Twitter. He's talking about how he just put the kids to bed, and now he's gets to watch Boston College up 14. Pretty good Monday night, he says. Yeah, good, pretty good for Boston College. Their home or their opener in the ACC slate. Florida State, they just lost to Georgia Tech to start the season, and man, oh man, just a tough spot here. Yeah, say they're third and short here. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. I'll keep you guys updated on that one. We might get into a little bit more college football as the show goes on, but we're going to continue here with some NFL conversation. Eric Slaughter, hit it.
It's time for the Pick Six.
A look around the NFL with Off the Bench.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That's right. I'm going to go start here, which is just what I think are the NFL's best games of the week. So there's a ton of action. Tons and tons of action. It gets started off on Thursday night. Ravens at the Chiefs, Chiefs are 3-point favorites here in this one. And I'm going to go here. I'm going to start with this one, and I'm going to go down the list. And Eric, I'm going to bring you into this one. So let's make some picks. We'll make them against the spread, too, if you want to, or you can just do straight up. But the Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, are going to get their Super Bowl rings against a team that they saw in the AFC Championship game last year. A game that I think is going to be very interesting. The Ravens and John Harbaugh's squad out for blood, and Lamar Jackson reigning MVP. These guys go into Arrowhead against the reigning Super Bowl champions, a team that notably starts a little bit slow week one. Well, who you got right now?
You know, you actually hit the nail on the head. I remember last year on opening night, same situation. Chiefs at home getting their rings, and they laid a dud.
Yeah.
I say the Ravens go in there with their new running back, Derrick Henry, control the tempo of the game, control the clock, and pull out a win.
You know, Derrick Henry going to the Baltimore Ravens was one of the least heralded moves of the offseason.
It will be one of the biggest returns on investment of the NFL.
Oh, man. I think that one's going to be a ton of fun. I love that combination. Just you get Derrick Henry alongside of Lamar Jackson. You get your thunder and your lightning. Derrick Henry's at that point in his career where he's not necessarily going to come out and give you some world beater of a performance necessarily on a week-in, week-out basis. He's not going to give you 300 carries like he could when he was down in Tennessee, but he doesn't have to.
Yeah, they don't need him to do that. He'll get at least one 200-yard game before the year's over, but if he can get 80 to 110 on a regular week, one or two tubs, then you got Lamar, who's admittedly put on some weight because he felt a little the weight that he didn't have last year kind of cost him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, whew, gonna be good things.
I think that's gonna make for a very interesting season there for the Baltimore Ravens, a team that I feel like is just right on the doorstep of competing and maybe winning an AFC championship. They got very close last year.
That's all they're missing. That's all Lamar's missing. Two MVPs, two trips to the AFC championship game.
Yeah.
Gotta get over it now.
Gotta get over the hump. Team that always seems to be able to get it done is the Kansas City Chiefs. I have a feeling they're going to take a bit of a step back this year. It's just because a step back for the Kansas City Chiefs is just not winning a Super Bowl or maybe not playing in a Super Bowl. This is a team that there's a reason that teams have not won. A team has never won three straight Super Bowls before. It's never happened, and it's not happening this year. The Kansas City Chiefs are not getting it done. It's going to be a cool story, but it's going to weigh them down over the course of 17 games, and it starts here. I have a feeling they're going to start with a dud. The Ravens go on the road. They get a win against the Kansas City Chiefs. Then on Friday, we're going down to Brazil. 2.5-point favorites, Eagles against the Packers. It says the Packers are at the Eagles. Sure, fine, whatever. They're playing in with Sao Paulo or something like that. I don't know who the Eagles are. Jalen Hurts and company, they're going to be solid. I guess Saquon Barkley joins them in that backfield. They go and make more moves at the wide receiver position. They're deep. A.J. Brown's coming back. Goddard's there. I mean, like, they've got some dogs, specifically some dogs on the defensive line, but then they faltered at the very end of last year, you have Sirianni, who he's on the hot seat. People thought about him getting fired potentially by the end of that season. They fall off. The Dallas Cowboys kind of run away with the division when it's all said and done. But the Packers are another team that was kind of hot and cold last year. These are just two teams who very streaky. I don't really know what to expect in this one.
My opinion is this. We know what the Eagles are. They're front runners. You bet on the Eagles in September and October. You bet against them in November and December. So with that being said, give me the Eagles.
I think you're right. Saquon Barkley and company, I think they're going to be able to run the ball pretty well. That's another tandem that I think is just going to be fantastic. You get Saquon Barkley alongside of Jalen Hurts. Those guys are going to be running rampant all over the field, and I think they're going to have a lot of fun in that one. Love, I don't know what to think of Jordan Love. He started slow, just signed that big old contract.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think of him. A rich guy.
He rich.
P-A-I-D.
Hey, man, if he's got a couple bucks he wants to throw my way, I will not say no. But I tend to agree with you. I'm going to take the Eagles minus 2.5. On Sunday, though, we're going to move into that action. Titans at the Bears. The debut of Caleb Williams. That's the biggest story here. Will Levis and company traveling up to Chicago, Chi-Town, a team that I think could be one of the biggest risers this year. DJ Moore just signed a big old contract over the offseason. DeAndre Swift is up there. He's going to be a big part of that offense this year. Keenan Allen was added to this team. Very quietly, this has become, maybe not quietly, they had Hard Knocks and everything up there. This offense is very interesting. Can Caleb Williams unlock that potential? They've never had a 4,000-yard passer in their history. Their history. I think that changes year one.
I think he comes up just short. He's got a lot of weapons, but he's still got to learn the NFL game. And he didn't even mention Cole Kmet, who is one of the top pass-catching tight ends in the game.
Yeah.
I think he maybe gets 3,800. He is going to have interceptions. That's the one thing he's going to do, because they'll disguise defenses against him. He'll turn the ball over. By year two, year three, then he'll be a beast. He'll be a stud. I think he gets 36, 37, maybe 38 year one.
Okay.
I think they are battling for second or third in the division. Detroit should win the division. But I do think on opening night at home, they're better than the Titans.
They are better than the Titans. But I'm very interested for this one. Caleb Williams making his debut in. Look, I told y'all, if y'all are sticking around, I was doing my fantasy football draft. I was trying to in the middle of the show, and I got auto-drafted. Obviously, like, I'm not sitting here paying attention to that because I'm doing a radio show. I'm busy. I have things going on. And so I got auto-drafted, and Caleb Williams is now the proud quarterback of Tax Picture Frames, that's the name of my team. If everybody remembers Tack McKinley when he got drafted. He held up the picture frame.
This is my grandma. I do it for her.
He has since. I haven't changed the name of the team. I probably should change the name of my team now that I'm actually thinking about it. But Tax Picture Frames. That's it. Whatever. But moving on.
I hope he opened that business up when he was done.
No, whatever. Sunday Night Football, Rams at the Lions. Home side, 3.5-point favorites over the Rams. I kind of like the Lions this year, trying to take that next step. And, you know, they came so close to potentially winning a Super Bowl or getting to a Super Bowl. I'm the biggest fan of those guys, man. That's a team, that's a fan base that's had nothing but pain. Nothing but pain. And Jared Goff, he signed that contract over the offseason. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown. You've got Jahmyr Gibbs. He's an Atlanta guy. Can they take that next step, though? I mean, I think they're a better football team than the Rams. Rams, of course, now Aaron Donald's not going to be there. Matthew Stafford and his blinding white veneers that he now has and all these commercials that he's in that I can't pay attention to anything but the dude's teeth. He's going to be taking the field. And Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua on the outside, that's going to be interesting for that team moving forward into this season. But I don't know. I don't know. I've leaned Lions 3.5 in this one.
I'm going to stay with you. I think the Lions win it, maybe barely cover. I think it could be a field goal game. That hook is really going to get a lot of people.
That hook is going to be tough.
Oh, man, it's going to be.
3.5 is always a brutal line. Yeah. That's always a tough one.
Yeah, I think it comes down to a winning field goal. I think the Lions at home. Losing Aaron Donald in the middle for the first time in 10 years, not being anchored at defense, the Rams are going to have an adjustment period. Jalen Ramsey left last year. Donald leaves this year. We'll see what happens. I think the Rams will have a good year overall, but I do think Detroit at home lives up to the hype, and wins game one.
Last one for the NFL pick six. The Jets at the 49ers. Jets at the 49ers. Debut of Aaron Rodgers. Let's see if he can last more than four plays this time. Last time he was there, a Monday Night Football, he comes out running out of the tunnel. He's got the American flag in tow. Yeah, it didn't last too long. Then we heard all season about how he was going to make a comeback, and he'll be back for this time. No, he wasn't. Come on. He popped his Achilles. Took him a year to come back, just like normal. Now he's 40 years old or whatever. But he's got a 49ers team that's going to get after the passer. A team that's going to score a lot of points. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. They are 3.5-point favorites. I won't believe in the Jets until I see them actually get it done on the football field. Give me the San Francisco 49ers minus 3.5 over the Jets. Eric, what you got?
I think just like with the Falcons, that's a disrespectful line. That line should be at least a touchdown.
6 points is probably what feels right to me, but Vegas loves them some Aaron Rodgers, don't they?
I guess they do.
Even if he's 39 years old.
40 years old, my God.
He's 39, 40 years old, hadn't done anything in 3 years, coming off an Achilles injury. We shall see. Should make for an interesting and compelling Monday Night Football. Hopefully he can play a full game. We'll see what he can do. But that is the NFL Pick 6. Maybe we'll get into some more NFL discussion here on the other side. We'll see. Gonna have to stick around and find out. Eric Slaughter on the board. Garrett Chapman in the one seat. You're coming off the bench with me. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. More on the other side.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.